Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord, and I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord. And on this episode, we're going to recap the past three shows of Monster Jam in Indianapolis, Indiana, in Lucas Oil Stadium. This was my first time ever attending Lucas Oil Stadium. I've never been there. It's one of those places I've always wanted to be to because it's such a unique facility, especially from the outside. It's a dome. But it's shaped more like a building than, you know, most stadiums are kind of, you could tell it's a stadium. This just looks like a giant building. But when you go inside, it is one of the nicest stadiums I've ever been to. So much racing memorabilia, you know, like drag cars, and there's some NASCAR stuff in there too. So many cool, you know, it's more motorsports focused, the inside of the stadium, than like football. I mean, obviously there is, but, you know, me, I'm always going to go for motorsports over anything else. It was a really nice touch for a fan like me in there. And let's get into the action and the results from these three shows. It's another three-show weekend for a stadium in Monster Jam 2021, where it's been a while since we've had three shows in 2 days. I mean, we've had three shows in St. Louis, three shows in Tampa in over 3 days, but three shows in 2 days is a little much in a short amount of time, but I mean, hey, that's just more Monster Jam. I'm not complaining about that at all. So let's start off with going over the lineup for all of these shows. We got Avenger Jim Kohler, Axe Chris Kohler, Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson, Black Pearl Cole Vennard, Monster Energy Todd LeDuc, Dalmatian Galaxy Lindsey Reed, Overboard Jimmy Garner, Zombie Barbie Musauer, Gravedigger Adam Anderson making his return weekend to Monster Jam in Gravedigger. Really long overdue, but it did not disappoint at all. Max D. Tom Mentz, Megalodon Tristan England, his first ever weekend of stadiums besides the World Finals in his entire career. And last but not least, Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny. So here are the results from all three shows. Let's start off right now with racing from show one. The finals were Todd LeDuc and Monster Energy defeating Zombie Bar Musauer. Another racing win for Todd LeDuc on the season. He has not been getting as many as we're used to seeing, mostly because the lineup is so intense this year. But back in Indianapolis, back on the St. Louis-style track, which I've missed for so long, which Todd LeDuc seems to be a lot better at, he captures a racing win against Bar Musauer Zombie. That might have been Bari's like fifth or so final round appearance this year, still without a racing win. Sucks to see when you see someone in the final round every week and they just can't get that final win, you know. But hey, it's gonna happen at least once by the time he's off stadiums. It has to. So moving on to the skills challenge, typical Tom Mentz. Max D wins the Great Clip skill challenge with two perfect moonwalks. He goes up and over the big pod in the middle of the step up, and obviously the maximum moonwalk. So led Tom Mentz to take the skills challenge win for Indy. And your freestyle winner, how fitting is this? Adam Anderson Gravedigger with a score of 9.513. And taking your overall for Indianapolis show one, Adam Anderson and Gravedigger with 28 points, tying with Todd LeDuc Monster Energy, but breaking the tie with the higher freestyle score. So that was perfect. Adam Anderson back in Gravedigger, and the first show back, he gets the overall win. Not surprising. I mean, I was expecting Adam just to be waiting for this moment for 6-8 months he's been driving Megalodon. So he's been waiting for this for so long. And I knew that the show, the first shows, he's going to come back. He is going to go as hard as he can for the fans and for himself. I mean, I know if I was in a truck I didn't want to be in with the Anderson last name for 6 months, that I would be dying to show the fans where I belong. So great to see Adam back right there, and Gravedigger back getting wins. He has not gotten many stadium overall event championship wins this year. I think, if off the top of my head, he's only gotten 2 overalls this year in stadiums across these first 6 months of the year. And already back in Gravedigger, first show back, he gets another one. So I feel like Adam, you know, he's going to be toning up a lot more, which this weekend proved. And he said before that Megalodon, he's not been going his Gravedigger driving style. So I think Adam's going to be winning so much more, we'll see, in these next coming months in like San Antonio and Kansas City. So that is it for show one. Let's move on to results from show two. And from show two, we have the finals. Gravedigger, Adam Anderson defeating Great Clips and Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny. How about that? Adam now captures a racing win in Gravedigger for his first weekend back. Great. Very cool to see. And now your skills challenge winner for show two, Megalodon Tristan England, with his first ever stadium competition win in his entire career. And of course, it comes in the skills. If you ask me, out of this whole lineup of 12, the most consistent, or just the, you know, the guy who's got his moves down, would be Tristan England in Megalodon. Did not have a bad run in two-wheel all weekend. He is just insane with the two-wheel, and I could not wait to see him get in steams to see what he can do. I mean, particularly in racing and freestyle. I mean, I knew that the skills would be just as incredible as ever, as most fans would predict, but his racing was pretty much right where I'd expect. He's been getting semi-final round appearances and making it to round two and all that, which is very good for a guy who has not been on stadiums like at all in his entire career. And freestyle was great. He was so great at freestyle. So much momentum, so much speed, so much technical driving that, you know, if you're a true fan of the sport, you'll pick up right away. You'll see all the little things he does, and he does on purpose. So we're not even there yet. But freestyle for show two, Indianapolis on Saturday evening, Tom Mentz and Max D wins freestyle. If you ask me, I think it should have been Ryan Anderson, Bakugan, Dragonoid. In the middle of his freestyle, he pulls off a bicycle to moonwalk. And another great save right afterwards. No backflip, though, right? So that is why Tom Mentz and Max D is your winner for freestyle in Indianapolis Show 2. But, hey, whatever. There's nothing we're ever going to be able to do about this. So might as well just move on. And your overall event points winner for this weekend, Ryan Anderson, Bakugan, Dragonoid, in 31 points. So did not stop Ryan from getting the overall event championship, which is all that matters these days, because if the trophy you're getting is the overall, then your placement doesn't really, if you're placing first or second in freestyle, it's not really going to matter as much, as long as you still get the trophy that you deserve. You know, it's so convoluted, so complicated now, but hey, as long as Ryan got the overall, which I definitely think he earned at this show, then that is fine with me. So now for racing, for show three on Sunday afternoon. This was, before I even get into it, one of the better shows I've been to all year, if not all time. I mean, racing was great. Two wheel was a little lacking, but freestyle competition was on point from everyone. Everyone did great in freestyle, just about. I would say that this is definitely probably my favorite freestyle competition I've seen all year from anyone, and there have been a lot of great freestyle competitions all year. But hey, maybe if I review some footage and look back on where I've been and all that, maybe my memory's kind of gotten a little lost over the past couple months. But this was such a great freestyle competition. Let's get right into the show, recapping the show. Let's start off with the great racing from the show, We had Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny defeating Ryan Anderson Bakugan Dragonoid in the finals. Ryan flipped over in the final turn very slowly, but because he looked like he didn't want to hit Bryce's truck. But there's something else I want to mention besides Bryce's win that was probably even more exciting for him than winning racing was in the semifinals against Todd LeDuc and Monster Energy. Bryce Kenny rolled the truck over in the final turn, landing back on all four wheels, and Todd LeDuc also made a mistake. He clipped the little turn pile of dirt and got a little dislodged and was trying to back up. And then Bryce, he landed back on all the wheels, so Todd was stopped. He saw Todd was stopped. Bryce went straight for the racing lane and crossed in first place, and Todd was not expecting that. So I don't think Bryce was expecting that either. So Bryce pulled off a win after crashing from behind. Todd must be so mad because he's the biggest racer in the sport right now. So having something like that happen to him, I bet he's so angry, and he's never going to hear the end of it from these guys. So that was in show two. So let's move on to the skills challenge from show three. Our winner, once again, Megalodon Tristan England with another deserving skills win. No one really pulled off what they needed to in this show to get the skills win besides Tristan England. I mean, the second I'd say would be Zach Garner in Overboard, which I did not mention yet, going into show three. It was Jimmy Garner for the first two shows on Saturday driving Overboard, but in show two freestyle, he blew his engine. So he called up his son Zach to bring up the Wildside chassis, which was performing at a other monster truck show, a little monster truck independent show. I think they were saying like 8 hours away, 7 hours away, and said, "Hey, bring your truck up here. We're going to put the Overboard body on it, and I'll let you drive in this last show in our hometown." So what a lucky moment for Zach. There he goes. And he takes advantage of that opportunity and gets to drive Overboard, his dad's truck, in his hometown. So really cool. That, I mean, I didn't know that was happening until the pit party. I saw Zach standing there, and I saw the Wildside chassis, and I was like, "Are you kidding me? What's going on here?" I didn't hear about that on Instagram or anything. So there it is. So he got second in the skills challenge. Really nice. And the next thing to mention for the skills challenge was Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny. That was one of the most entertaining crashes I'd ever seen in person. So what Bryce did is he's been going for the step up all year and trying to reverse all the way up. So he tips it over a little too far, just mashes the gas, truck flips on literally every which way you could imagine until he pulls it off into a sidewall, lands it, then doesn't. Then it flips over on the other side. And that crash was probably like 10 seconds long. It is up on my YouTube channel. Posted just the crash. It's about 13-second video or so. Check it out, youtube.com/c/monsterjamlord if you want to see that. But that was great. That placed third. I mean, I was surprised that the fans didn't vote that first, but it seemed like they actually got the gist of the competition in this show where they're like, "Oh, well, that was really awesome, but it wasn't skilled." So very entertaining to see that get rewarded just about where it should have been. I mean, it was really awesome, so I'll take third place as long as it didn't win. So, like I said, your winner was Megalodon Tristan England with two perfect moonwalks once more. And your freestyle winner for this show, the last show in Indianapolis, Overboard, Zach Garner. What I just say, Zach Garner came in and was given this amazing opportunity, and he took it. He put on, if you ask me, it was between two trucks to win freestyle. And I could see the argument for either. It could have been Overboard, Zach Garner, or Tom Entz, Max D. Tom Entz, Max D put on one of the most technical runs I'd ever seen. And it's solely because of him doing four rebound moonwalks in one run. In the last one, the last of four rebound moonwalks, he drove it into his parking space, then back out. That was incredible. It's Tom, this guy's been driving for like 25, 30 years, and he's got this two-wheel stuff down. You know, it's so incredible. They hadn't been doing two-wheel for, like, what, 85% of his career, and then he just picks it up and is one, if not the best, at it. So insane. Not to mention all the other great freestyle moments from this show. Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny, along with all of his other highlights, pulls off a back-to-back flip and lands back on all four wheels. Zombie Bar Musar came out first in freestyle and had his best run of the year, I will say it right now. So much air, a nice save, so much speed, and caps it off with blowing the transmission like he did in St. Louis last month and walking out of the smoke looks so cool. All these drivers were turning it up. Jim Kohler, Avenger. Ryan Anderson, he was coming out 11th out of 12th, so he knew that he had to come out and do something crazy to win. So much big air, so much speed, even more than we're used to seeing from Ryan Anderson, which I know. But it did not work out. He crashed a little early. And Megalodon Tristan England came in second in freestyle, did really good. Nice backflip, had his best freestyle of the weekend that show. And your last freestyler of the weekend was Adam Anderson Gravedigger coming out last. And he put on what I say could have gotten second or third, or, you know, most likely third. He came out to freestyle with a broken truck. So his left front wasn't spinning the entire time, probably because it looked like it broke in the skills competition after his flip in there. And he was sliding around like Dennis used to, where he would just sling the truck wherever it would go. And not break or anything, just go straight with it, you know, with the gas, just do donuts on top of ramps and stuff like that, ending it off with a really nice big air off the racing lane. That was such a great freestyle from Adam. It took me right back to when Dennis was driving. But when you add up all the points from this show and you calculate your overall event winner, your winner is Megalodon Tristan England with 32 points out of 36. So this is showing where Tristan England belongs, I think. He's been on arenas his entire career, which I will say is his first year was 2016 full-time, if my memory is correct, or maybe 2017. And so that's not even 5 years, you know? Like, this is his fifth year, if that is so. And he's already winning overall event championships. So insane. I mean, it's not like I didn't expect it. I expected him to do very well, even in a pool of drivers like this. And he's showing that he can. He's showing that he's right up there with all these world championships drivers, and that he most likely will be a world champion, if not multi-world champion, one day. So coming in second was Bryce Kenny with 31 points, 1 point under, and the rest are 6-7 points below. So we don't even need to go over that. But your three overall event winners from this show, Adam Anderson, Ryan Anderson, and Tristan England. So that shows you right where Tristan England is up there with. He's up there with both Andersons. So that should tell you a lot, shouldn't it? But if you want to catch action from all three of these shows, catch the footage. It's all on my channel. I've all uploaded. It's all uploaded as of today, the 18th of June. I will upload this podcast today. Just go to youtube.com/c/monsterjamlord or type Monster Jam Lord in on YouTube, sort by videos. You can check out the entire 2021 season about on my channel, with also a lot of other older shows that I've been to across my entire life filming these videos just as a hobby. So go check those out if you're interested. Go follow the Believe in Monster Trucks podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Go follow my Instagram at monster.jam.lord. And make sure to follow Monster Jam Lord everywhere you can. Check out the merchandise. Go subscribe to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube again. Don't let me say that again. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a good one.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel. And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.